Make it bigger, make it better. Is that all you're going to give to Jesus? Oh, thank you, Jesus. Lift up those hands and just appreciate God. Thank Him for yesterday. Appreciate Him. Appreciate. Don't play church. Appreciate Him. If He's been good to you, appreciate Him. Thank Him. According to your knowledge and your will for me,
what you say you have done, I just need to align. Because
you are not a man that changes your mind. Just to know you will trust in you, not in our season chariots. For the arm of the flesh, no man can prevail. No man. My confidence is you. What is I?
What is I?
What is I?
What is I?
It can never
exist so.
You do not lie.
You do not lie. You do not fail.
What is I for you to do?
It doesn't exist so.
It can never
ever exist so.
Glory be to God. According to your knowledge, sing it. According to your knowledge and your will for me,
what you say you have done,
I just need to align. You are not a man that changes your mind. Those who know you, one more time. You do not lie.
You do not lie. You do not fail.
What is that for you to do?
It doesn't exist. It can never exist.
By the arm of the flesh, nobody can prevail. That's why you said in your word, don't be wise in your own counsel. As we follow you, Lord, we will see unusual results this year. Everything people have to sorrow about around us ceases this morning. In the name of Jesus. Father, since you don't lie, you're not a man that should lie. Therefore, let your word be true in our lives. Let us be the best anvil for this church. Let us give glory to Jesus by our lifestyle. And by our testimony. Thank you, Father. Within the short time that we have this morning, send your word. Speak your word to us. Let lives not remain the same. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Give the Lord a mighty, 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 mighty hand. Hallelujah. Please be seated. God bless you. Love you right back. God bless you. Zechariah chapter 12 verse 10 is my deliberation this morning. Zechariah chapter 12. Verse 10. And I will pour on the house of David. If you belong to the house of David, wave your hands at me. And on the inhabitants of Jerusalem, the spirit of grace and supplication. My God. In other words, this is the season when you plan to pray for 30 minutes and you pray for 2 hours. They are not the ones that will do it. Now I say to you, mark my words, read my lips. You will not be able to stop praying. Amen. The spirit of grace and supplication rests upon you. Amen. If you believe it, shout a louder amen. Amen. You'll be shocked, those of you that while you are praying, you sleep off. While you are praying, your mind wanders. He said, I will pour upon you. He gave me the scripture himself. I've known it for so long. He reminded me this morning and said, I want you to declare it over my people. And I will pour upon the house of Kozah, my God, and the inhabitants of Jerusalem. We know that we're not talking about the city that can be touched. We're talking about the heavenly Jerusalem. There's a spirit, capital S, of grace and of supplication. Then they will look on me, whom they pierced. Yes. Have they pierced Jesus here? No. It's for generations to come. Yes, they will mourn for him as one mourns for his own son. In other words, in the place of prayer, you find yourself praying passionately. And it's not going to be about the personal need alone. It's going to be about the kingdom. Just like someone mourns for his firstborn that dies, you begin to mourn. I want you to read to verse 12 when you get home. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. Let the spirit of prayer fall upon us. Amen. Can I have a receiving amen?
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
From today, we shall do our battles on our knees.
Amen.
And we will win.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
God wants to do wonders, but he would have us request for those things. He will send the latter and the former rain, but he will require that you inquire for those things from him. It will cause you to request for those things. So in case you're going through something, Philippians 4, 6 says, be careful for nothing. But in all things, the first response is prayer. Prayer and supplication, that's the type of prayer also. With thanksgiving, Eucharistos, that's the type of prayer also. Let your request be made known unto God. So God wants your request to be made known unto him. By what you send on earth, remember, whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever you lose on earth is loose in heaven. God, we require that you inquire me of this. What he will do, starting from today, is a response to what you requested from him. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. The content of your prayer shall be the content of his heart. In John 14, verse 1. This scripture changed my life. Let not your heart be troubled. Announce that to 6 people around you. Ready? Go. Let not your heart. Don't allow anything. Let means permit. Allow. Don't allow anything to trouble your heart. What has the doctor told you? Don't allow it to trouble your heart. What has your financial analyst told you? Don't. What you have a court case this week. Don't let your heart be troubled. We went to Kuji to put Koza TV there. They said, no, they don't allow internet or anything. It's the rule of the prison. That was a week before I preached on Sunday. And as I was preaching on that Sunday, so I knew that nobody could be watching us from prison because of the rules and the laws. Suddenly, I just declared that someone is watching me from prison right now. When I said that, I said, how could I have said that? They have said to us that they don't allow that stuff. Oh. After the service, someone reached out to this man of God here. Oh, I was watching Pastor. From, he mentioned the prison, don't let me mention it here. And the guy began to relate to me on Instagram in those days and began to talk to me. You give me hope. I was wondering, how did he watch? How did he watch the service? Even if he watched, how did I know? It was God. Because for the knowledge I had, nobody in the prison will watch us. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. Anything troubling your heart. Oh, the guy is out right now. I pray in the name of Jesus. Everything troubling your heart, they'll be under your feet right now. In the name of Jesus. Sit down. Don't let your heart be troubled. The problem with you is not what has happened. It's because you don't have any solution. Or you think that problem is bigger than you. David said, Lord, save me from my enemy. Stronger than me. There is a power that is stronger than you. He said, believe in God, believe also in me. My God. Believe in God, believe also in me. So there are two people you must believe in. You must believe in God, the Father. You must believe in Jesus. Believe in God and believe. Now, the reason why we don't pray is because really, even if you're a pastor, even if you've been in ministry for a long time, really, it is what you do that you believe in, not prayers. In other words, take my words. Put your old eggs in my basket. Put in your heart what I've said, because I will do what I've said. Tap your neighbor, say, God is not a man. If you believe it, shout hallelujah. So when we are requesting, knowing that it will pour the spirit of supplication and of grace, and it doesn't matter how I used to pray before, I will go higher. What gives me confidence to pray is because he's not a man that he should lie. He said I should believe in him. He said I should not allow anything to trouble my heart. And he said the first response I have to any problem is prayers. Child of God, what you're going through right now is your response prayers. Why do you find it very hard to pray for 30 minutes and you find it very easy to just for 2 hours? Why do you find it easy to stay on the phone for 3 hours? Night school or what they call it. But you can't pray for 10 minutes. You'll be struggling. Why? It's because you don't believe that the person you're praying to is real. For without faith, it is impossible to please God. He that comes to God, it's prayer that I'm talking about, must know that he is, the first is exist. Esteem is the Greek word, exist. Then, ginoma, he will become the reward of those who diligently seek him. I pray in the name of Jesus that as you pray this morning, your prayer, as you are, before you open your mouth, God will answer your prayers. In the name of Jesus. Psalm 42 verse 5. Psalm 42 verse 5. In Psalm 42 verse 5, the Bible says, why are you cast down, O my soul? Why will God say, let not your heart be troubled? Because you can let it. And you can refuse. David said, why are you cast down, O my soul? He was talking to himself. In 1 Samuel 30, the Bible says, David encouraged himself in the Lord. And why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God. You see, the reason why you be troubled, the reason why you be disquieted, is because you've lost hope in God. Why do people commit suicide? If you know you're going to make $3 billion in 6 months time, if you get to Lagos, even if you don't have transport fare, you walk. When people abuse you on the road, foolish man, see as he was walking, you mark them. In 6 months time, I'll be back. The reason why you want to die, how can somebody want to end it all and go to somebody to talk to you not to end it all, and they are begging you not to end it all? Think about it. The reason is because you've lost hope. All hope is gone. And the Bible says in Ephesians 2:12 that you have no hope. You have no God in this world if you're not born again. Why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God. For I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. So when you have lost hope, when you think God can help in this circumstance, we're not talking about small things. We are talking about, what we're talking about is health. They said, I have one organ. It's gone. It's gone. Pastor Biodun, they retrenched me. There's no job during this regime. There's no job. The reason why you are perturbed is not because of what has happened. How many of you can be in a circumstance you need something to be done? Maybe you need money. And it's maybe you need to pay for something. They're going to, maybe your house rent. Let's use house rent for example. And they're going to throw away all your stuff by 12 o'clock tomorrow. Suddenly somebody calls from California. How are you? I saw your text, but I was tired. I worked all night. Okay, I will send you Western Union. This is the code. Have you seen the money? No. But you know the person who is talking. And you believe in the code. You've not seen the money. But you know the person who is talking and you believe in the code. And that the circumstance has not changed. But because you have solution, you changed in the circumstance. So the reason why you are moody, you are down, is because you've lost hope in God. Why are you disquieted within me? He was talking to his intestine, his emotions, his memory, his intellect. Why? Hope in God. He wasn't talking to anybody. He was talking to himself. Not knowing how to say no is what makes that small, what do you call it? That small thing they used to make amala. That's what makes it to enter hot water. Not knowing how to say no. That's what makes it enter hot water. Because you can't make amala without hot water. But that thing cannot say no. That's why it enters hot. You have to say no to the enemy. When it tells you, be moody, some of you say, yes, sir. I'm like this sometimes. No. Bible says, rejoice in the Lord always. Always. God will not require that you do something that he doesn't give you capacity to do. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. Everything within you will praise God. In Psalm 103 verse 1, Psalm 103 verse 1. Bless the Lord, O my soul, all that is within me. All. Bless his holy name. Then the guy began to recount in verse 2. I'm reading to verse 5. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Forget not. Memory is the problem. Memory is the problem. The enemy told you never have admission. You had admission. Is that not enough? Bible says, abound in hope. In other words, you borrow. David said, the God that helped me, that saved me from the bear and the lion, will save me from the giant also. He said, arise, O Rahab. You arise, arise, you harm of God. You cut Rahab into two. When did you do that? Rahab is a poetic name for Egypt. When you cross the Red Sea, when you move from darkness to light, you broke Rahab into two. You've done it before. You can do it again. You and God have done it. Both of you can do it again. There's no mountain you cannot crush. No sea you cannot cross. Nothing you can do together. Can somebody shout hallelujah? You see, if you don't have this mindset, you will not go to God. You who answers prayers, to you shall all flesh come. Bless the Lord. Forget not his benefits. For those who are listening to me online, let me tell you a story. The difference between Samsung and Nokia is memory. Nokia can even fall into water. You pick it back. Hello? It will sound. Some phones fall into water. You can't pick them up. But Nokia is rugged. But the difference is that it can't take picture. No memory. So when you see Christians that don't have memory, they forget easily what God has done before. He said, forget not all his. He began to recount to himself, who forgives you all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies. Verse 5, who satisfy your mouth. My God, on Sunday, come and see me quote the scripture on Pounder Yam. Who satisfy your mouth with good things, that your youth is renewed like that of an eagle. My God. Tap your neighbor, say to them, forget not his benefits. Find a new neighbor, say, forget not all his benefits. In Mark chapter 10, verse 27, are you getting something? Mark chapter 10, verse 27. But Jesus looked at them and said, with men, it is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. All things. Tap your neighbor, say, including what you're going through. Say, all things are possible. Find a new neighbor, say, including what you're dealing with. Say, all things are possible. In Genesis 18, verse 13. Genesis 18, verse 13. And the Lord said to Abraham, why did Sarah laugh? You know the story. God had told Sarah. Abraham and Sarah had hosted God. When God had finished eating, he asked for a toothpick. He said, Sarah, where's Sarah? I didn't hear the cry of a child here. By this time next year, there will be a child. Sarah said, you should have come when I was 25 or 50 or even 60. I would have believed you. But you came when I was 75. Sarah laughed within herself. She didn't laugh out. She just laughed within herself. Inside the house, inside the kitchen. And God said, Sarah laughed. He said, no. Sarah denied. He said, I didn't laugh. God said, this kind of seed you sowed, I don't need your faith. I carry you on my wings. And he gets to somewhere in verse 14. He said, is anything too hard for the Lord to do? Is anything too hard for the Lord? That thing you're going through, is it hard for God to do? That thing, somebody, a human being said what he said to you, and you have taken it. There are wrong diagnoses sometimes. That you go back and see that the person, I watched a documentary in the U.S. Believe me when I tell you. A cancer doctor diagnosed somebody that didn't have cancer and was doing chemo. So they asked, if you watch the way behind me, okay, Google it. I'm sure it's on the YouTube. They asked the doctor, was it a wrong diagnosis or you planned to do it? He said, I knew she didn't have cancer. And I did it. A doctor came to see me yesterday. I said, is it true that in Nigeria they cut people if they have bills, they have targets, they open people up and they close them without removing anything? She said, I don't know. I said, I know. Because I know somebody, they've done that too. In Jeremiah 32:17, we sing this song all the time. Behold, you have made the heavens and the earth by your great power and outstretched arm. There's nothing too hard for you to do. I love verse 18. In verse 18, the Bible says, you show loving kindness to thousands and repeat the iniquity of fathers into the bosom of their children after them. The great and mighty God, whose name is the Lord of hosts. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. As you pray and deliberate and strategize in the place of prayer, as you yield to the spirit of grace and supplication that is being poured upon us in the name of Jesus, standing issues, all standing issues shall come under your feet in the name of Jesus. Never say never to somebody that understands the power of prayer. Simeon said, now I can depart. He's been praying in the temple for a long time, expecting Jesus. What about Hannah? A widow. She refused to remarry. Praying every day. She will resume every day in the church. Stand in an empty church. Began to pray for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, I will require you to do this. You will require this for me to do this for you. So there are things that God wants to do. Is a response to the demands on earth. That's why you must pray about it. No, if it's God, if he wants to do it, he will do it. No, it doesn't happen that way. You must pray about it. Yesterday I was preaching and I said something powerful. I said, you've never asked God for a land before. So why are you shocked that you don't have a land? He said, we receive not because we ask not. One lady, smallish, allow me to use the word smallish in stature, she came to report something to me many years ago. Said, I have a house in Maraba. My tenants. I said, excuse me. What did you say? Say, Pastor, I have a house in Maraba. I said, you. Incidentally, I knew that girl a long time ago from Ilorin. So when I see her from that day, I call her landlady. Who told you can't have a house? Who says you're too small? You can't. You can't think like that. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, I say this year you will reign with Christ Jesus. That amen is louder right now. I say you will reign with Christ Jesus. Sennacherib was the king of Assyria. These guys hated covenant people with passion. Satan entered into the king and began to use them against the covenant people. King Hezekiah refused to pay tribute to the king of Assyria. And he sends Rabshakeh to them and was speaking the language in Israeli language so that people will hear. Don't let your God deceive you. I will destroy everybody. I'm here to give you last warning. All you people, warn your king. This, you change the constitution. I will destroy all of you. And they keep the people watching by the wall say, hey, speak in a language they will not hear. Say, no! I will speak in a language they must hear. The citizens must hear. So that they will revolt before time. And they warned Hezekiah that they were going to destroy God's people. In Isaiah 37, verse 21. I don't know the letter you have received. I don't know what is carrying you. What is making you happy for a while. And when you remember, your heart pumps. I don't know what makes you go up and down like a yo-yo. What makes you deny God? Oh, I was somewhere yesterday. The wife of a mentor of mine said, quoted Psalm 126 and said, when the Lord turns the captivity of Zion, they were like them that dream. But those people stayed in Zion yet in captivity. Come on, talk to me. That was a deep one for me. They were in captivity. They were going through stuff. They stayed in Zion. There are people that mourn in Zion. Come on, talk to me. But when God turned it, they didn't expect it. God will turn yours. Don't go to a dreadlock prophet. Don't say, there's a sin causa. On the mountain where some will beat you, that's where the real power of God is. Don't go and join the witches and yet be coming to church to pray. No, it doesn't work that way. Heaven helps those who help themselves. It's not in this Bible. Don't help God. Talk to Father Abraham. He tried to help God. He entered trouble. They are still dealing with the trouble till today. In Isaiah 37 verse 21. I'm out of time, but I got to preach this. Then Isaiah the son of Amos sent to Hezekiah saying, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, because you have prayed. Not because of anything. Not because Sennacherib is weak. Because you have prayed. Because you have prayed to me against Sennacherib. You anointed Hezekiah. This Sennacherib wanted to destroy the king of Assyria, representing the devil, wanted to destroy God's people. Must he pray? Yes. That's why he's going to pour the spirit of supplication and of grace. Because it's a response to what heaven demands. Some of you don't know the reason why Abraham had to give Isaac. He was giving God permission to bring Jesus to the earth. Isaac was the only son of Abraham that he waited for many years to have. He said to Jesus, today I have begotten you. Psalm 2. Hallelujah. So when Abraham lifted up the knife, God said, hey, it's enough. Satan, you know me. I do much more than people do. Since my partner on earth can give Isaac, I can bring Jesus to the earth. He gave God the ticket. So that ram that was found in the ticket, that ram, ticket means leaves and branches held a ram with horns. He was trapped. How? That was Jesus Christ. And Abraham returned. Go and read it in Genesis 22. Never returned with Isaac. He didn't return with Isaac. Only Abraham and the young men went home. Maybe they waited for Isaac. I don't know what God told Isaac on that place. So Abraham returned to his young men. And they rose and went together. Isaac was not there. Go and study when you get home. Because that guy died, he needed to resurrect. Abraham received him back. Hebrews 11 verse 8. He received him back figuratively. By believing that even if he killed him, God was able to raise him up back. The reason why you don't do what God has said is because you feel God is not able to raise him back. Raise that thing back. That's where you enter problem. Not because you don't sow money or you don't do what God said. Because you belittle God. That God is not able to raise that thing back. That's why you're sad. Jesus told the man, sell all you had. Give it to the poor. Carry your cross, follow me. And he went home sad. Because he never had anything. Those things had him. I pray in the name of Jesus. That when God tells you jump, you ask how high. In Isaiah 37 verse 10, Isaiah 37 verse 10, God told Hezekiah, relax, relax. The person who threatened you with a letter is a man, and I can kill him. Thus shall you speak to Hezekiah the king, saying, do not let your God in whom you trust deceive you. That's Rabshakeh. Sennacherib sent Rabshakeh, who was his warlord, to speak to people, to speak to the king of Israel. And thus you shall speak to Hezekiah, the king of Judah, saying, do not let your God, in whom you trust, deceive you. So the devil knows when you sincerely trust. Everything you're going through, the devil doesn't need your job. He doesn't need your relationship. It is to make you doubt God. Everything happening to you is to make you doubt God. Saying, Jerusalem shall not be given into the hand of the king of Assyria. I love verse 11. Let's read verse 11. Look, you have heard what the king of Assyria have done to all the lands by utterly destroying them. You know what happens to you when you hear stuff? The devil starts reminding you, this person died. This person. It happened. Don't deceive yourself. Don't do that. Don't do. There are a lot of people that hear the message of faith. They are shaking their head. They say they are straight, but they have doubt in their heart. They have doubt in there. I believe there's a gift of faith. Because, sincerely speaking, there's some things I don't need someone to confirm for me. See, you're in a circumstance that if God doesn't show up, you don't have hope. Why not hope in God and lose? Why not? Why not? And if I perish, I perish. I've never seen anybody that said that in the Bible that ended up perishing. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. God will respect your faith. Your prayers shall be regarded. In Isaiah 37, verse 3, I'm trying to jump many verses. The Bible says, I'm reading from 33 to 35. Therefore, thus says the Lord concerning the king of Assyria. When God replies, it's always brutal. He shall not come into the city. My God. It doesn't matter those who were destroyed around. He shall not come, nor shoot an arrow there. There will not be even war. There will not be war. He will not come to this city. He will not fire one arrow, nor come before it with shield, nor build a siege, mount against it. Verse 34, by the way he came, the same way he will return. Say after me, the way the sickness came, this way, that same way he will return. Say the way the poverty came, that same way he will return. Say the problem in my career, the way it came, that same way he will return. It shall not come into this city, saith the Lord. Verse 35. For I will defend it, my God. See, when you look behind you and find God, it doesn't matter how many people are against. If God be for us, who can be against us? Oh, I'm preaching better than you're responding to me. To save it for my own sake. My name is involved. That guy's made mouth. He said, the God you believed in, really? You put yourself in trouble by mentioning my name. You should have dealt with Hezekiah. I have one or two things against him, but you mentioned my name. For my own sake and for my servant David's sake, God remembers covenant. David had died, but God remembers covenant. I pray in the name of Jesus. I say covenant shall work for you. You will not disappear like a smoke. Oh, I have many things to share with you. I say you will not die like a dog. In the name of Jesus. You will come back with testimony. In the name of Jesus, the power of prayer shall work for you. Go ahead and pray. We're out of time. Go ahead. You don't need to be scared to pray again. If I preach to you, it's time to pray. Focus on that thing that looks impossible. That marriage, that wedding, that case, that health challenge. Focus on it. Keep your gaze on it and begin to pray in tongues. Don't be distracted. Meshatara. Marabababa. Kasatara baba. Come on, somebody. Lift your voice like you're praying to a living God. In your car, pray. At home, pray. On your phone, pray. Commit that thing unto God, that when he does it, you will know that this one, not a man, it is God. Are you praying from your heart? Command helpers to come from everywhere. The God that brought quails in the wilderness, what can he not bring? He told me many years, if it doesn't exist, I will manufacture it for you. Pray about everything, even your sales. Pray about it. If you can do jazz for it, you can pray about it. Begin to tell God, only you will get the glory, not even pastor. Only you. Promise him. Consecrate that thing to God. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Say after me, I have the spirit of grace and of supplication. In the name of Jesus, what God cares about, I care about. In the name of Jesus, let's go ahead and pray for Nigeria. Pray for them. Keep on knocking. Keep on seeking. Keep on asking. Pray for Nigeria. We have the power to turn things around. The things that are hard for men are not hard for God to do. I don't know who is threatening. You can stop that plan. You can abort it in the place of prayer. Pray for this election period, that there will be no war. One day will not stop church. One day will not be threatened. One day businesses will not stop. Pray for your zone. Whether you're from the eastern part or the southern part or the western part. Tell God, since you rule in the affairs of men, rule in this one. Go ahead and give thanks. Bless the name of the Lord. Mention things he has done in your life. Praise him. In Jesus' precious name we prayed.